Hello, my wonderful friends. What a blessing to spend some time with you in devotions. I'm going to read for you out of Psalm 78, verse 41. It says, "Yes, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel." The Israelites in the Old Testament didn't have the new born again nature that you have today. They limited the Holy One of Israel. That's still understandable. But today we have the nature of God inside of us. God lives inside of us. It says in Colossians 2, verse 9 and 10, that you are complete in Him, the head of all principality and power. What principalities, what powers are fighting against you today? What is limiting God in your life? Where do you need that breakthrough? Sometimes we just think we need a breakthrough in the natural. I want to encourage you, you don't need a breakthrough in the natural. You need a breakthrough in your mind. You need to break through those limitations that you have set on your own heart. You know, today your life is governed by your own self-perception. What you think you are is what you're going to become. That is exactly what you are going to become. You can think today that you are prosperous, that you're going to do better in the lockdown time financially than you were doing before it. And it will be so for you. But if you think, oh no, I've worked for my money all my life and now I don't have a job and my business is not succeeding, now I can't have the same kind of income, that means you've been trusting in that income, that business, to create income for you, and your trust hasn't been in God. Well, that's unfortunate, but you can set it right today. Colossians 3, verse 2, it says, "Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth." Today, you can set your heart on what God says. It says, set your affection, set your heart, set the way you think on things above, not on things of the earth. We think that this earthly place where we live or work or have relationships, that is the only source that we have, but we have an unlimited source in heaven. I want to read something out of Jim Richards' book, How to Stop the Pain. It says, "Right at this moment, every cell in your body is working to bring about your self-perception. Every cell is working to create self-imposed limits or incredible freedom." I've experienced wonderful miracles in this time. Financial miracles like never before, because I've unlimited my heart. I said, "Lord, let me do better in this time when I'm not working, because I've never received anything on my own merits anyway." Let God do what He wants to do in your life. Don't put limits on God, but set God free in your heart to do for you more than what you could ever receive in your own power. You are highly favored and deeply loved of God.